Welcome to Sweeping the Country. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Always a good time. In fact, I got that right off of bathroom stall wall. Hey, Jimmy.
All right. Yeah. I'm telling you, after having to endure the pregame and the show of the Oscars, I feel like anything is better.
I salute you.
I mean, I had to watch. I had to do the pregame because I had to pull some footage for television.
Yeah.
For a highlight, for a fashion highlights thing, 30, 40 seconds. But he had to watch, 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
To pull the picture, the 15 seconds of the nails and all that. You know, it's high. It's the prom.
Right,
and then
right.
I'm looking at these people, and there's so many oddballs out there. I did the Oscar red carpet in the early 90s.
Let me ask you, where is that? Do they do it at Hollywood Bowl?
No, it's
is
moved
it
around.
Okay.
I mean, now,
okay,
so, yeah. Now it's at the corner of Hollywood and Highland.
Okay.
In front, and not quite. It's at the Kodak Theater or whatever they call it. Now it's the Dolby Theater. That's right.
But it's
old
Kodak.
It's across the street from where Jimmy Kimmel does his show.
Okay.
It's Hollywood and Highland's a big intersection. Highland goes up to the Hollywood Bowl to the north, to the south, toward the airport. And then Hollywood Boulevard, that's where all the stars,
The
sidewalk and all that stuff. And,
yeah, yeah.
And they put the tent over it now because I guess the weather's been so crazy in the past couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
They weren't sure. So they did that. And then they had protesters out there that
what are we protesting? What are we protesting now?
Hamas, one of those.
Okay.
Gaza thing.
Oh, that's
something.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And so that had people late. So they actually had to make the red carpet people go a little long in order to start the show late because they couldn't start the show with his monologue unless a certain number of actors were in their seats.
I see.
Because he's referring to them. And so they had to wait. They had to wait till these people ran in, which was about 4 minutes after the hour, they finally got the show started around that time.
That's got to be.
They were 4 minutes late going in. Then they were early getting out. So
that's
got to
be rough for a producer or
it's an international show, going into foreign countries. And plus, it's just the show. And they hid the ratings today.
Yeah, because of embarrassment.
On Tuesday,
yeah,
and it's, can we go in? I say it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
They have not come out with the ratings yet today.
Does that mean they're bad?
They're terrible.
Okay, I was wondering.
That means they're that bad. It has to be.
Well, when you said I'm watching this so the rest of you don't have to, I mean, you kind of summarized how a lot
boring.
Of people feel.
I mean, I like most of the stuff, but I mean, no one's ever going to see, I mean, from mass population,
yeah,
no one's ever going to care or see about these short films, about these foreign language films and all that, but they've got to do it because that's who they are.
You know,
they can't cut that. In fact, they started next year, they'll start with a casting Oscar, which they should have done years ago, because there are people that put together these great casts that you've seen, like in Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Or in just about any movie you've ever seen. They put, okay, well, Dustin Hoffman will work good with so-and-so here.
Oh, yeah,
they do all
hard.
That and present it to the director.
Mm-hmm.
So without them, it's just there's a great documentary on casting directors that I wish I had the name of right now. But
that is fascinating.
You can Google it. It is fascinating.
I mean, you look at some of these movies and you see who they've assembled as the stars and the co-stars and supporting actor, actress, all that, and it's like a diamond. You go, oh my gosh, this is going
to
be great.
Sometimes they're new people, who are just new to the scene. So yeah, that's all. The casting part is very interesting, and I think they did a hello to it. But I don't know why. I don't know that they're starting a stunt award act.
That would be good,
Oscar,
too,
but they
I think.
Should.
Yeah, I agree.
Because both of those are equally as important to the makeup and the hair, which they deserve to get an Oscar because of what they do.
Yeah,
all the crafts. But and that could be, it seems like that should be done maybe quicker and more efficiently. But, man, these songs lately in these movies suck.
Yeah, you're not happy with them, huh?
I mean, not even one.
I gotta
is
even
really worthy.
I gotta
not
even
like they. Ugh.
I gotta ask you even on the movies. I mean, besides the one that most people have seen, that one for the film, the best film was Oppenheimer. But have you seen Oppenheimer? And
yes, and it's long, and it's
3 hours.
It's just tedious. Well, plus you know about it if you've studied any history.
Yeah, right.
It's very long, And it's needed to be about 30 minutes cut out of it, just like that, whatever the title is, that's the Scorsese thing that didn't get anything. You got 10 nominations and zero awards because it was too long.
It was the
I couldn't finish it. I probably watched
the Indian movie. You're talking about the Indian movie, right?
And just finally walked away from it. I just said, I can't take it anymore.
That's the you're talking about the Indian movie, about the Indians and the I can't remember the name of it either.
You know, it's as killers something of the
killers of the
moon,
flower moon.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just these are not movies made for the mass population. It just really isn't.
Yeah.
And in some cases, it's made by Apple and people who don't make movies. You know, they got shut out. They didn't win anything.
Yeah.
Netflix, I think, got one nomination. They didn't get anything.
If there is,
because they're making these movies for God knows who. But the movie that is good, in fact, it's great, is The Holdovers. With Paul Giamatti. It may be one of my favorite movies I've seen in a long time.
That's so funny that you say that, because I saw it roll through the credits and I thought, nah, I'm not going to watch that. And I never watched the trailer or anything.
It's
but
on
now...
Peacock.
Okay, I'll watch it.
It's on Peacock and it's very good. It's kind of an old school film, really. It almost feels like something that would have been done in the 70s or something.
What is the premise of the
movie?
It's
about that time period, though. It's about these kids that go to an Eastern boarding school, go to high school, an all-boys high school.
Okay.
You know, in Vermont or New Hampshire or somewhere like Massachusetts, somewhere like that, probably in Massachusetts, out in the country. And so it's Christmas time, and so they're getting out for 6 weeks or something, and most of them go home, but some don't have a home to go to because it's overseas or the parents or something.
Don't want them or whatever,
You know, whatever. So there's a bunch of them left behind, and this teacher gets chosen to stay behind.
Okay.
And Mary the cook stays behind to cook for him.
Okay.
So, and I don't want to tell you more about it than that.
But it's good.
Paul Giamatti is just a great actor.
Yeah, I like him.
Great
I like
actor.
Him. I do. I'll watch
and,
it. Okay,
movie
good.
Is well worth your time on Peacock.
Excellent. All right.
Now, Oppenheimer's on Peacock, too, now.
Okay. For free? I mean.
I think, yes.
Okay.
For free.
All right. So, worth free. A watch?
It's, it's worth seeing. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, should you know more about who Oppenheimer was, and that should you know some more about it before you see the film? Not really. If it's a good movie, you shouldn't.
Yeah,
movie
I agree.
Should speak for itself. But there was a lot of insight. I don't know. You know,
okay.
It's just we're at a weird time. I mean, because of COVID and because of the actor strike and everything else, just a strange time.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
In movies.
All right. So I'll do Holdovers first, and then Oppenheimer if I get bored.
Holdovers was really actually good. Now there's a bunch of movies. Apple TV, I would say that's probably the weaker one of all of them to pay for. You know, people saying, I can't afford all these different ones. Well, I have Peacock, and I let them show me ads that do drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that's like almost no money for that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not. And you talked me into it a couple weeks ago. I kept holding out. And I found out through my credit card company I can do, I think, $20 a month in subscriptions, and Peacock was one that qualified, and they'll pay for it. So I went ahead and got Peacock. And when I first went through it, I thought, there's nothing on here that I'm going to watch. But I started watching a show called The Traitors, and then I started watching. And then I see some of these other movies, like you're talking about, Oppenheimer and Holdovers.
Yeah.
And so I think it was, I want to say $5.99 or something like that. It was cheap.
Something like that.
It was cheap.
Yep.
You know, I mean.
Now, the Paramount Plus has got all the CBS programming, and I watch it frequently. I watch, but this is Apple TV.
Okay.
They've only had one or two shows here and there.
Well,
maybe in the last year they've had a few more.
You
than
love
that.
The morning show. Yeah, they don't put very many.
I thought
out.
It was great. I mean, I didn't watch it the first year though. I only watched it. I started on.
I still haven't
second
done it.
Year, and I think they're on the third. But they've got so many shows.
Yeah,
they spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and now the shows are finally showing up. There is a documentary on Steve Martin.
Oh, I saw that advertised.
It's
I
coming
gotta
out,
see it. Yeah.
March the 29th.
That looks great.
There is a limited series called Manhunt, which is the story of John Wilkes Booth.
Ooh,
and
that
the
looks
Lincoln
good
assassination.
Too. Yes, it does.
That
yeah.
looks really good. That starts March 15th. There is a show called Sugar that's about a detective.
I haven't seen
and
that.
And that looks really good.
Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's come into Apple TV now, finally.
Can I ask you something?
It takes 2 years or more to get these things going.
Okay, I got to ask you, because it seems like Netflix pumps them out fairly regularly. I feel like Amazon puts out stuff fairly regularly. They always have box office movies, but Apple, some of the Hulu originals are kind of lagging now. Do they have a formula that they just go, these people will wait for 6 months and then they're going to cut the service, so we better put out something new? Because it seems like we're waiting forever.
Well, I think people look at Netflix separately. I mean, I can't find squat on there. I never know what's on there and what's not. And that's part of what that's their madness, part of the madness.
Yeah, it's confusing,
They don't want to tell you what's going on. Occasionally I'll see an article saying what's leaving Netflix this month and what just came in. But they make no effort at trying to tell you what's on there.
No,
it's
and if
the weirdest
they'll even say new added this week, new. And then you look at it and it's like The Sting got added this week with Paul Newman?
Right. You know,
I mean, what the heck?
See, that's a show that should be on Peacock, because that's a universal picture.
That's a great movie, by the way.
You know, so, I mean, it's just, they're all, swapping and selling. And, like The Office is now only on someplace.
Peacock.
And The Friends show is only on someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah, interesting. It's all interesting. And I don't know where it's going.
One thing about the Oscars that we've got to check on. I was watching Styles, because that's prom night.
Okay.
Really, because if you look at dresses that they're wearing on there, some of them, they were being watched overseas while the show is on, and designers are writing them out, and then they're cutting them today.
So you're
sending them probably tomorrow to these stores for little girls to wear for their junior senior prom.
And that's a big deal, huh?
They're knockoffs from the Oscars.
Oh, how cool! That's kind of cool, actually.
So
I like that.
That's kind of that's how they, this like stealing stuff, but they kind of do it.
Yeah.
They change it up a little bit.
That's kind of neat.
See what colors are in and that type of thing.
What about the guys? What did the guys
this year though?
Yeah,
jewelry.
Oh, like what kind of jewelry?
A brooch, like on a sport, like on your formal coat.
Yeah,
some kind of brooch.
Okay,
up here, which is just weird.
Do you remember when they had the tie pins and the tie clasps? I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. I mean, I have to see the brooch. I don't know.
You're just going to buy some jewelry. We'll get you some pearls. We'll get you some.
Well, if you're going to buy me something, I like diamonds. I want a diamond.
Earrings. Anyway, there was a lot of that going on. And again, I'm just having to be looking for the ratings real quick.
Yeah, if they came out, huh?
And they're just not.
They're afraid to put them out.
All right. One thing I noticed the other day, and I was talking to one of my children about it, this whole work-at-home thing.
Okay, go.
Answer this question.
Okay.
Where did you name? All right, most of us don't have four best friends. I have two.
Yeah, I got two. Well,
I've had others, but they passed away.
Yeah.
Okay? Two of my best friends passed
away.
Wait
a minute. Are you counting me or not?
No, you're getting up there.
Okay,
I'm
counting
you.
I'm counting you.
I'm kind of counting distance on that, too. But you are one of my good friends.
Okay, you are mine, too. So,
I feel like I could call you on something if I needed to.
I mean, I'm not.
I'd ask you a question.
Look, I'm not.
Or share something.
I'm not like your kindergarten buddy. I met him. That's different.
Yeah.
That's all.
Ben's my kindergarten buddy, and Steve's my 10th grade buddy.
Okay, fair.
These are my long tenured friends.
Yeah.
My buddy Fred has passed away. My buddy Marty has passed away. But. This doesn't work for me. Where did my four best friends come from? Well, two of my best friends came from a work situation that have passed away.
Okay.
Now, when you get past the best friends to your friends who you can call up, Tom, Barry, Barry's listening to me right now. He just heard
Hey, Barry.
My friend. Of course you are, Barry. Tom, these are all people I met through work. And if you're going to work at home the rest of your life or most of your life, how are you going to ever have any friends?
That is interesting. I mean, that is interesting.
I mean, that is so important to me. I mean,
I will tell you.
Friends come and go. You know, work associates come and go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, as an adult.
And I'm certainly at an age where a lot of friends have passed away. You have some of your friends that you meet through school, but that's kind of like work. You know, that's your job for the first 20 years of your life is to go to school.
I would agree. I would agree that my best friends came from school. Some grade school. Both from grade school. Best friends forever. Then I have one other best friend that I didn't meet till I was a young adult. We both had kids in school, so we would go to school functions together. and we started hanging out, and we became best friends. Beyond that, the only other social setting I can think of that you're at every day to get to know people is work.
Work. I mean, these people like my friend Ted. He's certainly one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah. And, love Ted.
I met him through work.
Yeah.
Steve and Ben. Ted's my best work friend.
Yeah.
You know, because we've been together and we've been friends for God knows since 1980. That's a long
incredible.
Time.
That's 44 years.
Steve is since 1968, and Ben is since 1958 or 9. So
that's crazy. But that is true. Crazy. I mean, you met them all in a social setting. I will say this, though, and I know you saw Charla flew into your neck of the woods and you guys got to go dinner and stuff like that. And that was she's had a great time. But she flew in to see a coworker and go tour a facility, they call it. But she has become friends with that coworker even through Zoom, but they actually see each other in person several times a year.
Well, that's right, but it was through work. And so
yeah.
I just don't know how many of these relationships sometimes, I mean, I think they're going to figure out, how to make, because they're going to be talking on Zoom. But I think it's going to, there's just something going to be missing from not being at work, being in a workplace. I think it's going to be bad juju.
I think it already has happened.
Army couldn't work that way. The football teams can't work that way. You've got to have, you need that. You need sometimes some people to help pick you up.
I will say this too, Jimmy.
Cover for you and all that.
I will say there's something to be said. Obviously, you're a sports guy. I know you're a big Bama fan, and I don't know if you played football when you were in high school or college. Did you?
No, I was the manager of the football team. Though,
okay,
in the eighth and ninth grade.
Yeah, so
I was skinny. I was so skinny, break me in half.
The team sports, you rely on each other, right? You rely on other members of the team, and as
there's
a team,
a great feeling about that.
Yes, exactly.
I played basketball when I was a kid and stuff. That stuff is great, but you get that through school. But you get out here in the world now, new college fraternity brothers and stuff.
Another one.
But that's through school, which is sort of your work,
right?
But if you're going to get out here and your whole career is going to be made up of people you're going to be on Zoom. And then I think some of these companies want you to come into headquarters like two or three times a year.
I've seen that.
I've heard that.
I've also seen lately that they're saying come back to work or go look for another job. Come back to the – and I think part of that is the team.
Some of these new companies aren't doing that. And I'm hearing newer companies, they're not wanting to pay for a building.
Well, there's
they'll pay for your internet and they're acting like they're doing you a favor, but you're covering a lot of the infrastructure yourself, your electricity, your power, your everything, your computer.
Yeah.
Maybe they supplied you a computer and the internet or helped or whatever.
I'll tell you too, this, I have worked from home for probably a 6-month period for a large company. And I felt like I was on an island. I didn't feel like I was part of a team. I felt like I was all
by
myself.
I've done it for decades,
done it your whole life.
Well, I mean, I've gone into TV.
Yeah.
Well, more than I do now, but I mean, I was going in, at least once a week or sometimes for a couple of days at a time if I was on a shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to go in there once a week or something, just to go by if I didn't have. But I just think this is bad. This work at home thing is bad, and it's a crutch. And I just don't think it's when all is said and done, that's not going to be good for you to do that. A little bit of it, maybe, but I don't think there's anything good about me being, lazy where I can go back in there at 8:30 and take a nap for 45 minutes or whatever. I mean, it takes a lot of discipline, and you don't get that. I don't think you're just born with it. I mean, I've been in this, my butt's been in this seat most of the day.
Yeah.
Because I was doing work that was going to be for another day so I can go do something tomorrow and not have to be here other than a couple hours in the morning. It's very hard to, I don't know. I just think it's not a good idea, but we're in it. So
now you said you were talking to one of your kids about it. Do they work from home and do they like it?
Yeah, that's their job. They're looking at, wants them to, it's not in the office. It's at home. Well, and, you save money on clothes, you save money on commuting costs, you know, you save money on a bunch of stuff, but it's not good to save money on. I think that's something that just kind of should happen. You know, part of your just.
Well, I was going to say.
I just got a bad feeling about it, and I think I'm right.
I was going to say my son and daughter-in-law both work from home, pretty much have since they got out of college. So it's been several years.
It's the new world order. Don't you think it's easier to can somebody too?
Oh, if they gosh, are you kidding me?
Just working and they're just a digit at the end of your line.
Oh, 100%. But what I was going to say is both of them don't like it. They want to go in. They want to go in.
Choice.
But right now, there's like for one, there's no building. The other one, there's a building, but about half the people that work there go there. But the other one, there is no building. They just terminated their lease. Just like you said, because it was costing them $5,000 a month or whatever to have this office. And so, you know, they save all kinds of money by doing that. So, they want to. And anytime I talk to them, I say, hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, we want to get out of the house. We want to go somewhere. We want to do something. And it used to be, I just want to go home and relax, you know, and now it's, I want to get out to relax because home is work.
Well, it's just, we're making a lot of decisions that are bad.
That's interesting.
I mean, I think it's the country. We're making a lot of decisions that are bad. We should not be in this situation where we just have a choice between Biden and Trump.
Mm-hmm.
How we got to this point, I still don't understand.
I don't either.
Is it because of serving in political means is so nasty? You know, you don't want to subject your family to it. You don't want to hear people rhyming at you and call you little pinhead or whatever people are doing or making fun of you. You're just not willing to put your family up to something like that. Or, you know, we're in a trouble here with our choices are two old flawed men.
Yeah.
And I think that, but the third party is not an option because number one, they can't be elected. No one's ever made it work. It doesn't happen. It can't happen. And it's not going to happen, particularly on short notice, because you can't get on all the ballots. It's a pipe dream.
It's always been, it seems like for me, for voting, and I don't know about you, it's always been the lesser of two evils. But this time, it just seems like it's such
really
a...
the lesser of two.
Right. It really comes down to that. You got to sit back and go, okay, I got to do what I think is right for the lesser, because I don't like either one of them, really. You know,
frankly would not be able to... I don't know. It's a terrible choice.
That's a lot coming from you because you're pretty black and white when it comes to making a decision. So
I like the issue. I like what one of them, the positions they do
that they take.
But unfortunately, their style. I just don't know how. I don't know how the country is going to take
either one
of these people.
No, I hear you. I feel like both of them represent their own party, whichever party you're part of. I feel like they represent to a certain extent, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, right?
I think their own parties don't want them.
I don't either, but they don't have anybody else.
I don't think their own parties don't want them.
But Jimmy,
and they're having trouble getting behind them.
They come with a litany of baggage that's so...
Baggage
galore.
You know, ink and mold and cobwebs and everything else.
It's muddy shoes.
You know, but we don't... But there's a lot of people we don't want in there. Oh, it's
tough.
Just bad.
It is tough. I hate election years.
Backing on circling around this again. Yep. When you're looking, if you're a young person today, if you were a young person looking for a job and you're trying to look out, there are things they look for that, you know, they want to look for 401ks and matching 401ks and something to go along because they're worried about Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
Being there.
Discounted stocks. You can get discounted
stocks.
Here's
a question that you have to ask yourself. Is AI going to replace me at work?
Okay. I have another one to add to that. And you're right on the money. When COVID hit... I remember I was in transition then, and I remember thinking, okay, I got to think about COVID. Is this a COVID-proof job? Because some of those jobs shut down over COVID, and people were not at work, and they were having problems. Now we got, is this an artificial intelligence takeover job? I don't want that job because in 3 days it's going to be artificial intelligence, and I'll be looking for another job. So,
I think customer service jobs... are going to get taken over by the computer.
Yeah.
I think we're getting colder, not hotter, as a society. And I think a lot of those jobs, you know, like when you call Delta Airlines or you call anybody on the phone, It's going to be some computer thing. It already is, but it'll be a better one with
Wow,
better computers.
you're probably right on that. Or you call a helpline for your computer,
You
the
call
AI
Apple,
won't,
you call
they'll
any of
know
these
how to,
people, and
yeah.
you to get to a human being
It's gonna be
is
tough.
so hard. Because I've had problems that I just couldn't. How did I get, insurance companies, all
Oh,
kinds of
yeah.
different companies, that are all about getting rid of people. And they're going to be all about getting rid of you, particularly if you're some person in wherever, and your job is carrying. I mean, some things, can't be taken over by AI. They're paralegal things. Or if you're a middleman, you just got to wonder, can my job be taken over by
Yeah.
AI? If it can be, you need to get out of it and get into something else pretty quick.
Right, because if
You
you
know,
don't.
and I don't think we're gonna. I don't think our you that no one can replace me doing what I'm
Oh,
doing.
no, gosh,
But
no.
what happens is we just don't need that anymore.
Well, you and I have heard,
Well,
I know you've heard the AI news people. I mean, I've seen them sitting there and they, today in Boston,
if
four
I was
people
reading a
were
script,
slain.
they could, but they couldn't.
Yeah, no, I agree
They can't do
100%.
this.
But they're trying it. They're trying it in different places, and you can tell. I mean, you saw what happened to what was it? One of the magazine companies did all their articles. The guy was doing them all on AI, and they figured it out. And they said, "Oh my God, what are you doing? You know, people, these don't even make sense." And
Yeah.
they weren't making sense. So, I mean, they're trying different things, but I mean, a lot of stuff has become automated. I know. Just today, I tried to order a pizza, and I went to call the place. And then I said, "Oh, I'll just order online. They got an app." 15 minutes dancing around with the app, and it's a new place, and I think it's not all the kinks aren't ironed out yet. And I could never pay; it wouldn't let me pay. And so I ordered about 3 times, and then finally I just scrapped it. Now I don't know if I ordered food or not. I know I didn't pay for it, so you know I don't care. But I'm gonna bypass that group. But you're right; you got to think: is it pandemic proof? Is it AI proof? Is it a work from home? Do I have to commute? If I start commuting or I move to an area and I lose the job, then what? Right? So it's
Right.
all part of the deal. It's interesting.
The society is just so, so in flux.
Yeah, you're
And
right.
here's another one that I was reading about too. And we're not gonna get it. We certainly can't get into this issue, but it's just something to know that no one's talking about it, but it's going on.
Okay,
Okay.
go. What is it?
The graying of the prison population. If you go to prison for 20 or 30 years or something like that,
Yeah.
you age quicker than you would out in the world. You just do.
Interesting. I did not know
So
that.
people that are in their 50s are becoming geriatric in prison. So they've got to, and they by law, federal law, have to provide
Oh,
a
jeez.
safe place and that type of thing. So they're having to rework prisons to be able to get wheelchairs over things, to be able to have CPAP machines, to be able
Unreal.
to have beds that are of a certain thing, because you can't, you still can't be doing cruel and inhumane treatment
Yeah.
of prisoners.
Wow, I didn't even
So
think of that, but
they're
you're
all
right.
fighting with this. Every state in the union is just 10 seconds away
So,
from their prison being taken over and being under court order, to be able to make sure you have these prisoners are being humanely treated.
I'm sure too, there's probably an increase in medications. That's got to cost a ton of money. The older people
I'm sure
get.
there's some of that going
Yeah,
on too,
pharmaceutical. Yeah,
but
that's
just the
crazy.
physical plant of the prison
Wow, I
and
never even thought
health
about that.
and the certain and it and it's the graying, they call it the graying of the prison
Huh, I'm going to
population.
do some digging on that.
It
You got me all jacked up now.
was a big feature that there are people that they can't get people to work in prisons
Yeah.
because who wants to go to prison?
Yeah,
Put yourself in prison 8 hours a day.
one of my neighbors was a prison guard. He's retired now, and he came from another state. But I find it fascinating. It's a fascinating job for me. But I think you think about it, is that might be one of those jobs that AI can't take over. You know what I mean?
AI would try, to do
Maybe,
good
yeah.
things. I mean, I've thought that maybe computers is how you deal with some of these people. You keep them at home, or you keep them at some place,
Rather than
that
a
keeps you
facility, huh?
with certain crimes. But I don't know what those crimes would be.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do with thieves. I don't know what you do with murderers. I don't know what you do with,
Yeah, I don't either.
hacksaw killers, and bad people,
Yeah.
criminally insane, all that stuff. You got to lock them away to protect them from the, you know, the rest of the people.
And it doesn't, but, I mean, you and I know, we watch this kind of stuff. It's not getting better. So the question is then, how can you house all of these people? And you can't. I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, we already have an overcrowding problem. So, and then with the geriatric, which I didn't even think of. Yeah, maybe some of it is.
Until I read this, they went, oh, yeah, well, now there's another. And you've got places around the world, you know, even in our own hemisphere now, Haiti is a mess.
What a mess, yeah.
And they're going to, one of these days, you're going to hear about a multinational force is going to hit the island and try to take the city back over from all these criminals.
Yeah, it's just chaos right now.
Thousands were let out of prison, and it's just chaos. The president can't even get back in his own country in Haiti. That's been a mess for a long time, but it's a mess right now. And there's just so many things, and we're going to turn it over to these 80-year-old men.
Right.
I don't think so.
You always give us, as we wrap things up today, you always give us so much to think about. And I enjoy it so much, and I never even thought about the aging prison population, so I'm going to dig into that and just take a look at it. And, you know, just
it we seems- do it all, man, from brooches on coats to the aging of prisoners to AI going to take my job, and are we going to ban TikTok or not? Man, all
I don't know. If we ban it, Biden can't use it anymore, so that's a problem, right? So
that's crazy.
Jimmy's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for hanging out with everybody today, as you always do each week, right here on Sweeping the Country. Until next time, when we do it all again, but we do it even better, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.